Welcome back to the Woodbury Report. I'm Lon Woodbury, an independent educational consultant located in North Idaho. All the interviews in this series can be found at strugglingteens.com, along with 26 years of essays, visit reports, and press releases relating to the network of private parent choice residential schools and programs working with teens and young people making poor decisions. Today is August 28th, 2015, and we're going to talk about growing principles. My guest is Adam Acqua, and good morning, or afternoon, I guess, Adam. Good to have you here.
Good afternoon. It's great to be here. Adam Aquin.
Aquin.
But Aqua sounded wonderful, too.
Okay, sorry about that, but old people don't understand it. Well, Adam is the executive director of Second Chances. That's an RTC for young women located in southern Utah. And the topic we're going to talk about is growing lives by growing principles. So, Adam, what do you mean by growing lives? Is it talking about healing because these are damaged children?
Yes, definitely. It's talking about some of the missing ingredients that we have seen over and over again with these teens that are coming up in this next generation of Americans. There's a lot of, it's very common across the board to identify some of the things that are missing. And we have addressed those through a series of growing principles.
Okay, now by principles, when you're talking about principles, I assume that's similar to or the same as talking about values they're living by?
Exactly. Just some key ingredients. You can talk about it like a formula for success or some things that we can identify that are common as far as coming up with a program that can help across the board. Our growing principles start with the concept of open mind and what it means. We liken all of the growing principles to elements of what we call our legacy garden, and we have all the students participate in the activity of the legacy garden, and so it parallels the growing principles to our program. And open mind is our level one status, and in open mind level one, the girls understand the importance of consciously becoming more amiable, understanding the workings of the brain and how the dendrites are always being networked and created, and there's never a moment when you're not creating or networking existing or creating new dendrites, and helping them to understand that there's no such thing is not learning. We're always learning. And so what are we learning, and being conscious on opening our minds to being teachable, moldable.
I presume there's some basic principles that you refer to or work on. What are some of those? And if you want to use an example, some student as an example, that'd be fair. But so, what are some of the principles you might that a parent might relate to, or somebody that's listening?
Wonderful. So, we've seen this concept come up. The open mind scenario is very much alive in anybody who's ever dealt with a teenager. And what I mean by that is, I'll use my own 15-year-old. There's something that clicks mechanically within the brain that at a certain age, it happened to my son when he was 13, where no matter what I said, he wanted to push back. He wanted to argue about it. It could have been, Josh, here's a gold plate with some your favorite chocolate cake on it. Well, it's not the right temperature, and it just is an automatic pushback. And so what we found is consciously helping teenagers to really understand the mechanics of the brain and understanding that it's okay to learn how to be a little more pliable, that to make them conscious about the dots that are being connected when you go about pushing back on everything. And so a lot of the people are familiar with, you know, obedience being the first principle of order, and having them understand that it's not just about being obedient, it's about creating the ability to be teachable. Because at 13, my son didn't know everything about the world, and a lot of these young women that come through our home, when we teach them about this, it almost is a relief for them to be like, so I don't have to know everything, and I don't have to have to be have the answers, I can actually admit that I don't know everything, and it's okay.
You know, that reminds
comes over them.
That reminds me of a statement I've been hearing. It's been around for a long time. While you're 15, you'd better go out and get a job and support yourself while you still know everything.
Exactly, Lon. It's the truth. It is the truth. A lot of these girls, a lot of our students have been through therapy since they were 6 years old, and they've been what would you call therapeutized. Mm-hmm. And I love therapy. I'm a huge believer in good therapy, and balancing good therapy in a residential treatment environment with an environment residentially that they can grow in. Character building traits, our growing principles, is not their therapy. Licensed therapists.
Let me ask a question on that, because what comes to mind is that there's been a lot of literature on a rigid mindset and a growth mindset, and I presume a lot of your kids there have rigid mindsets and their mind is made up and they're not open to anything else, and they have to get into the growth. So I presume a rigid mindset is one of the things you have to deal with all the time.
Oh, yeah. I mean, before I got my degree in psychology, I'd spent 18 years in the private sector coaching high-level competitive gymnastics and teaching your athletes to open up their minds is the key to learning anything new. And in gymnastics, you're always learning something new, and if you're not learning something new, you're falling behind. And so it's this continual belief pattern that you have to teach this next generation that it's okay to say, I don't know how to do that, Mr. Adam, but can you teach me? And right there, the foundation of our relationship is going to be blessed by the fact that we're not going to have that confrontational headbutting that occurs anytime you talk to teenagers nowadays.
Okay, could you talk a little bit more about open mind? I think I know what you mean, but could you define that a little more precisely? Just what is the open mind that you're trying to get these girls to?
Oh, wonderful. Good question. So the first activity that they do within their first 24 hours that they're here, the new student is given a plot of land that they have to cultivate. And basically we have a field that we've let go to weed. And we understand half of it is a beautiful manicured paradisical little plot of land. And the other half that the new students get to partake in, they have to till it. They have to take out all the bad. We scrape out all the weeds out. We fortify the barrier with those experiences, those weeds, that earth. We build a barrier around it in their circle plot, and then we amend the soil. We put in good soil. We test it. We get the pH right. We go over the game plan as far as what we're going to create here, and the open-mindedness that we're looking for is creating that positive, fertile mental soil where things can grow. And that's the first step to our program, to help them understand that without hard work, nothing is going to grow here in this plot but weeds. And so we need to be the forces for good, to be a factor in this little plot of land. We're going to take out the bad, we're going to fortify it around, we're going to amend the soil, and that's what we're trying to create mentally. We're not trying to fix you. I don't believe in fixing people. I don't think that that's true. Having gone through therapy myself, you know, going through the steps of rehab, I don't think I was fixed. I don't think people are fixed. I think that they grow. They take those bad experiences and they fortify their lives with them, and we actually create a soil mentally that it's okay to learn things. It's okay to be able to look at somebody else's perspective.
You know, that sounds like a fantastic metaphor. And are you into or following what's called horticultural therapy?
You know what? We have a couple of really good people that we're working with right now in the local community, and I am so open-minded and wanting to go down that path right now. I'm actually in the workings of doing an aquaponics setup. You should come and see our garden that we have. It's called the Legacy Garden, and each day of our lives, the girls understand that each day they breathe, they have an opportunity to leave a legacy. And some days we got bad days. Some days we have bad days. And
all of us do.
The legacy, yeah, and the legacy for that day, you know, probably isn't the best. But we have another day, and we can say we're sorry. We can amend relationships. We can repair them, and we can leave a legacy of love. And I guess that's really the foundation of what we try to provide for these young women, is we try to provide a structured atmosphere that is foundationally built upon the Aloha principles, which balances out our growing principles, which is a foundation of love, that these girls understand that the connections that we have with them here not only bless their lives, but they bless our lives. And
That sounds like a good summary of your program and what it's about. Now, if somebody's interested in, wants to talk more about that, or is interested in your program, how would they get a hold of you?
Great question. I personally like to know all of the parents that commit to our program with their daughters. We have a familial bond with all of our students, and we encourage that because that's what's going to help through the lasting changes of the ups and downs when they graduate our program. So I recommend calling me personally on my cell phone. I have an administrative director who's over admissions, but I like to personally hear from the parents as well. And they can also go to our website and look us up through our email. But basically, it's a very small school. We're not one of these huge schools out there. I don't intend on being one of those huge schools. And not saying that those schools aren't wonderful, because they are. But I like to know the parents. And
okay,
I like to know
your cell phone? Let's see, what's your cell phone and then your website.
All right, my cell phone number is 435-669-6669. And our website is www.scinsu@gmail.com.
Okay, well, thank you very much. We've been talking about growing lives by growing principles with Adam Akwan, and he's been talking about the Sex Chances RTC for young women that he's executive director of in Southern Utah. Well, thank you very much, Adam. Thank you for your time, and good to talk to you.
Thank you, Lon. Appreciate it.